Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're talking songs that you'd walk down the aisle to or songs that you already have.
Yeah, it's no longer a tradition of having to do the da-da-da-da. You can pick whatever you want, and boy, the Riverland has shown up with some very interesting suggestions.
Yeah, I love how personal each of them get. I often picture myself walking down to quite a romantic, lovely song, but I did have this period in my life where I had a really vivid imagery of what it would look like if I walked down the aisle to this. It would be like
too much.
Everyone would dance down the aisle, and Corbin would be standing there, and all the like grooms would be like, do the da 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 boom boom da.
I don't see your fiance doing that.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna go well, but I the dream is still alive. We'll see.
For some better suggestions, we put out the call at 858-239-31, and we're joined by Daniel from Berry. Good morning.
Good morning.
What song did you walk down the aisle to?
Oh, well, I would have liked to have walked down the aisle to Set Up Your Face, but the wife wouldn't be too happy with that.
You're proud Italians, are you?
So we decided on Shania Twain from this moment on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a really good one. That makes my heart swell just thinking about it. It's quite an exchange, Shut Up Your Face to Shania Twain.
Yeah, well, I wasn't allowed to have much fun on my wedding day, and I still haven't had fun all these years later. No, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, no.
Hello to my wife, if she's listening, by the way.
I'll say this. You've put an idea in my head, and I can't get it out.
Should I be nervous? I'm getting married sometime in the future when I actually organise a date.
No, I'm not letting you. I'm thinking about my wedding. I'm saving it for me. Get work on an organ.
Wow, you should have hired Bob in for this one, Daniel. It seems like he might have actually gotten it over the line for you.
Maybe I should have. I didn't even think of it.
Well, we all have our regrets in life, and I'm sure that if the worst is that you didn't have Shut Up Your Face at your wedding, you're doing okay.
Thanks very much, guys.